This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden, for the first time since the start of the war in Gaza, threatened to condition support for Israel's offensive there, saying U.S. policy could change if Israel doesn't take concrete steps to protect civilians and aid workers. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Biden's warning follows an Israeli airstrike that killed seven aid workers and was relayed during a phone call on Thursday with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The White House had described Biden as outraged by the attack that killed World Central Kitchen aid workers. In Brussels, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the attack on aid workers this week must be the last and that humanitarian aid must be surged into Gaza.
If we don't see the changes that we need to see, there'll be changes in our own policy.
At the White House, spokesperson John Kirby declined to elaborate on what specific changes the U.S. would make to its policy toward Israel and Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. An Israeli inquiry into the killing of seven aid workers in an airstrike in Gaza this week found serious errors and breaches of procedure by the military, with the result that two officers have been dismissed and senior commanders formally reprimanded. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
It remains unclear whether the punishments and apology from Israel would calm an international outcry over the deaths of the World Central Kitchen workers or reassure international aid groups that it's safe to resume operations in Gaza, where nearly a third of the population is on the brink of starvation. In a statement, the food charity calls the investigation and disciplinary actions important steps forward. However, it adds, without systemic change, there will be more military failures, more apologies, and more grieving families. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. A 4.8 earthquake centered near New York City rattles and unnerves much of the Northeast U.S. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
William Yeck is a research geophysicist at the U.S. Geological Survey.
The East Coast earthquakes don't happen commonly. There are regions where we've seen larger historic earthquakes, but, you know, we don't see a lot of seismicity on the East Coast in general.
Which is why people like Finn Dusenberry was concerned as he worked in his 26th-floor Midtown Manhattan office.
I'm not trying to be melodramatic. I did think that maybe the building was going to fall down for a second, and I wanted to get out of the building when I felt that.
Robert Casera also felt the earth move in New York.
The pictures on the walls were shaking, and I felt the rumble for about maybe 4 seconds.
I'm Shelley Adler.
President Joe Biden has gotten a firsthand look at efforts to clear away the hulking remains of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Cranes, ships, and diving crews are working to reopen one of the nation's main shipping lanes. Biden also met this Friday, had his visit with relatives of the six people killed in the collapse. The cleanup and rebuild has high economic and political stakes. Though the federal government has provided quick release funds to start recovery, the White House has called on Congress to approve all that will be needed without seeking a separate emergency appropriations request. The House Freedom Caucus responded that such funding would have to come with conditions. The U.S. has resumed talks with China's military about avoiding mistakes in the Pacific region. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The meetings this week between defense officials in Hawaii were the first in nearly 2 years. Beijing had abruptly canceled the dialogue over a Taiwan dispute. The talks focused on unsafe and aggressive incidents involving ships and aircraft in the region. The U.S. sees military communications with China as critical to avoiding any accidents. It's part of a broader effort to thaw relations, which included a meeting last November between Presidents Biden and Xi Jinping. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in China now. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The authoritarian president of Belarus says his country will suspend participation in the troubled Conventional Forces in Europe treaty that once was a key security doctrine for the continent. President Alexander Lukashenko has introduced a bill calling for the suspension to the parliament, which is fully under his control. The treaty, signed in 1990, places limits on tanks, combat vehicles, warplanes, and heavy artillery that can be deployed in Europe. It aimed at keeping a military balance between the West and the countries that were part of the Cold War-era Warsaw Pact. However, Russia withdrew entirely from the treaty in 2023, and NATO countries that were parties to it responded by suspending their participation. I'm Alexis Strope.